All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, getting caught up with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce today. Darren Solden, Economic Development Director with the Chamber, joining us, and Sarah Siders, Executive Director of Spark Manhattan. Darren, we're kind of continuing off here. As we mentioned, the Spark Phase 1 grant dollars have been allocated, and we'll be getting some more information on that. And so just remind businesses to be on the lookout for that information here in the next couple of days.
Yep, be on the lookout here over the next few days, and then also be aware that this will be while the applications, while the applications will be reviewed on a first in, first out basis, they will not be opening this week. So there'll be an announcement this week, and then those applications will be opening at a time next week for the actual submission of the application. So folks are going to have a little bit of time to gather the appropriate information, the documentation necessary for the expenses to be covered by these funds. If you applied for the Phase 2 funds through the state, through the Department of Commerce, it's going to be a very similar experience there as far as the information you're going to need and the documentation that's going to be involved. So again, I don't want to announce this and then say that, you know, you've got to have this all and it's got to be in tomorrow. That's not the case. There's going to be a public announcement here yet this week, and then there's going to be a period of days prior to the actual applications opening and being accepted that's going to give folks a chance to gather the appropriate information they're going to need to get in the application. And we'll have resources available for questions and follow-up and otherwise and at that time. So again, keep an eye out for that here in the next couple days, and we look forward to finally getting to the point, be able to help administer and roll out this program.
All right. Obviously, you know, this year has presented a lot of hardships for businesses. It was good news, though, to see this past Tuesday that a new business is coming here to Manhattan, and it's going to create, well, it's an existing business, I should say, but it's going to create more jobs because they are going to be expanding here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always great when we can be part of a part of an announcement and part of a process to welcome a business that's choosing to grow in the Manhattan region. And we have one of those right now, BevHub. They are a co-packer. So what they do is they actually do canning of a variety of non-alcoholic beverages into the kind of the tall, skinny cans that you see around a lot now. And so whether it's teas, flavored waters, cold brew coffees, across the board there, they are juices. That's the business they're in. They're actually located, they have a facility in Wichita, and have purchased the old, what was the former Tallgrass, a brewing company building out west of the airport in the Manhattan Business Park. And we got to be part of the presentation of the City Commission on Tuesday night, talking about their project. They're also requesting some, there's a job creation grant dollars. There's sales tax, a property tax abatement on the building improvements and building addition that they're going to be making on that facility, as well as some options on some additional real estate out there that hopefully will facilitate some growth in the near future for them as well. So it was a good package, good return on investment for the community. That went through initial review and consideration by the City Commission on Tuesday night. And so we're really excited about that. We look forward to more projects like that in the future, but it's obviously due to COVID and everything else, it's a competitive and difficult environment out there right now. And so being able to have a company like this that is looking to grow in Manhattan, and that's just something that we're incredibly proud to be part of and excited to see them continue their growth here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that was exciting news for sure, and I know that the chamber is also advocating right now for the half-cent sales tax here on the November ballot.
Yep, and that really highlights the importance of funding for economic development and job creation, new business attraction, growth of existing businesses. That's one of the key components when it comes to the messaging around the sales tax initiative. This is a half-cent City of Manhattan sales tax. So this would not come on until after the existing half-cent Riley County sales tax goes off in 2022. So I want to clarify that really quick. This would generate revenue from all of Manhattan. So it would be, again, a city half-cent. So it would be generating sales tax revenue both in the Riley County and the Pottawatomie County parts of the city. And we've been very interested and involved in the development of the question there, 70, which includes some definition on where the funds are going. So 70% towards debt and infrastructure, 20% towards job creation. So as I mentioned, you know, that's everything from new business attraction to creating growth opportunities for businesses that are already here in the area, and then 10% to workforce housing. And so I think as we look at the overall picture here, you know, we're at a key point in our community as we look to the future, and we do need to take decisive action. We need to create an environment where we can see job growth. We have seen some stagnation of job growth over the last several years, especially as compared to some of our university community peers. There are a number of factors at play on that, but the reality is looking to the future. We have to create an environment where we can see additional growth. And so what that's going to do is diversify our local economy, create private opportunities for private industry. And then on the talent side of things, it's about the people as well. So we have to be able to retain graduates from our local educational institutions, whether that's K-State, MATC, Manhattan Christian College, our community colleges that have an opportunity to engage in the workforce here in the Manhattan area. And so workforce housing is incredibly important for those folks. And that's something that has been included in this as well. So at the end of the day, the timing is important. Also, you know, folks have been asking, this is 2022, 2023, when this switchover would take place. Why are we looking at it right now? First off, presidential election year. A significant number of people anticipated at the polls. This will give the greatest swath of the community an opportunity to weigh in on this incredibly important initiative. And then it allows for us to do, and the city to do, more future planning of initiatives and projects. And then the hope would also be it provides some clarity around current recovery efforts. So it would create a situation where potentially additional funds could be moved to support recovery efforts now because of some of the certainty in the future. So all in all, it's got a lot of potential to create a great situation to support local recovery and growth from the COVID situation and set us up for economic success and prosperity in the future while keeping property taxes low. And that's a really important piece of that as well. So funding would have to come from other sources if not this, and property taxes are what would most likely bear the brunt of that.
If people want to read up more on the sales tax question, is there a place they could do that online here locally?
There is. There is a campaign being led by a group of local citizens and businesses. That there is social media presence. I would encourage folks to start with advancemhk.com. So the word advance and then the letters mhk.com. You can go there. You can link to and follow the social media pages. There's also an opportunity there if you'd like to get yard signs, have someone come speak to a group, contribute to the effort, or any of that. You can get more information, or just generally get more information about the initiative there as well.
All right. Well, I'm out of time here, guys. I got to get to my next guest, but I appreciate you coming on, Darren and Sarah both. It was a lot of good information today.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Stay tuned. We'll have Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Management Director, up next here on News Radio KMAN.